to see everybody. Okay, let's begin. Okay. We had a whole, I asked you to chazer over the Gemara. We had a whole mahalacha Rabbi Abo. And let's read a little bit in the Gemara, finish that up with the Rabbi Abo and Rava. So the Gemara says that we're up to Ihachi. So who wants to read the Gemara inside? Ben, why don't you read the Gemara? Ihachi. We're up to Ihachi. Okay? Just to refresh our memories, you know, Rabbi Abo had said what? Rabbi Abo had said that, what does Dini Mominus mean? Gzelus Chabalus. Is that correct? Meaning, Hodos Vavos are not in the Mishnah at all. That's Rabbi Abo's Mahalach. Okay? From Bezim and Bez? You follow me, Ben? The Rabbi Abo's whole Mahalach, nor on Gimel Amanal, but I'm saying Rabbi Abo's whole Mahalach in the Bezim and Bez is that Hodos Vavos are not in the Mishnah, right? The Taich of Dini Mominus is Gzelus Chabalus. Okay? That was Rabbi Abo's whole mahalach. So Gemara asks, Ihachi, go ahead. Oh, so if Hodos Vavos need three, even though it's not in the Mishnah, they only need Hedyotos. So why does the Mishnah, why are you mashma, madu appears bedochek the Mishnah? That Xelos Chabalos is Shlosha. It says, Dini Mimamis Beshlosha, Xelos Chabalos Beshlosha. Xelos Chabalos is the Taich of Dini Mimamis. Go ahead. Tartik Tani. Go ahead. Yeah, read Tartiktan. Tartiktan. Oh. Dini Mominus is Bishlosh Hedyotos. Exelus Chabalus is what? It requires three Mumchen. So that's the Gemara's Kasha, right? Why do you ignore, you know what I mean? Why do you say that Hodos Vavos is not in the Mishnah, right? What do you got to go out of your way and say? Dini Mominus Bishlosh. Exelus Chabalus is Shlosha. And Exelus Chabalus is the Taich of Dini Mominus. Well, Odin, furthermore, go ahead. Yeah, why would you say Shlosha twice? If Xelos Chabalos is a Taish of Dini Mominus, why did that say Dini Mominus Shlosha and then Xelos Chabalos Shlosha? Just say what? Dini Mominus Shein Xelos Chabalos Bishlosha, right? That's what it should say. Say three once. So those are two strong kashas. You see the Rashi? Go ahead, Yachi. Yeah. If Hodos Vavos is three, you require. So why does Rabbi Abo establish the Mishnah b'mahein tani, meaning what? That it only is talking about Gzelus Chabalos and not what? Hodos Vavos. That's what it means, mahein tani. That Dini Mominus makes Gzelus Chabalos and Hodos Vavos is not in the Mishnah. If at the end of the day, Hodos Vavos require three, a different type of three, namely Adiotos, but let it be included. Go ahead. Tarte.
Rashi.
Yeah, go ahead, Rashi. It should teach Dini Mominus Hodos Vavos Bishlosha, called to who? Yeah, called to read the word called to. Regular guys, go ahead. Oh, so read that. Say it like that. Go ahead. And because they're different, right? Therefore, what? You wouldn't put them in one baba. Because they're distinct and different types of dayanim, they wouldn't be all in one case. V'od. Meaning, ichadik time is talking about one category of Xelos Chabalos, right? Why do you have to say Shlosha twice? Go ahead. Excellent, guys. You got it? So what are the two kashas? Two kashas are, number one, according to Rebbe, Xelos Chabalos means Dini Mominus. Although those also not in the Mishnah. First kasha is, why don't you put it in the Mishnah, right? Put it in the Mishnah. And what's the big deal? Tartik Tani. Put both in. Right? Not only they have different quality, they don't put them both in. Where's Daniel? He's coming? No, you're Chavrusa.
Yeah, he is.
It's coming? Okay. So the first kasha is, put it in, they're different quality, they don't. What's the second kasha? Why, if it's only Daniel's and Daniel's, why say the word three twice? Yes? Look at Tysus. Look at Tysus. Go ahead, Ben. V'od. So what's Taisa saying? Let's get it. Taisa is saying that there are certain times in Shas that what? That the Gemara is Medayik. Why is the Mishnah teaching in different cases? And in other places in Shas, the Gemara is not Medayik. Okay? The Rabbana Baba Basra in Davkuf Dalet Amanalf, get it down, the Rabbana Baba Basra is Messiah. Sometimes, you know, he wants to elucidate. So sometimes the Gemara is medayik it, and he wants to say the Rabbanu Babas is similar to this Taisus. Sometimes when it's coming to elongate, a lot of times it elongates it in two different cases. So if you look at Taisus Maseches Bechairis, let's get it. Taisus Bechairis asks it to the Kasha. He quotes many Megamaras that ask such Kashas, and he quotes many Gemaras that don't ask Kashas. So he presents it as a Kasha. See, Taisus by us presented it as a statement. There are some Gemaras that ask the Kasha, some don't. Right? Our Gemara is one of the Gemaras that ask the Kasha. Hi, Yaakov. Okay? So you see Beferish. You see Beferish Lamaisa. Taisus says it as a statement. Some Gemaras ask it, some don't. Taisus Beferish points out a lot of Gemaras that ask it, and our Gemara doesn't. So what's going on? So you know what Taisus says? Taisus says in all those places in Shas, where the Gemara asked the Kasha, it wasn't Shaykh to say Purusha Kamafarish. Okay, what is Purusha Kamafarish? Meaning that the Dinimamunus is just being explaining that it's referring to Zeres Chabalas. You follow me? It's not really, you know, two different cases. You could say Purusha Kamafarish. It's just coming to elucidate what was done.
That's Tosa's answer?
No, that's Tosa's answer in Mechairis, correct. The Gemara will ask the Kasha Eli. In those places in Shas where it asks the kashas, where you can't give an answer, or the Gemara is just trying to elucidate and try to be a little bit elongated language. When you can't say the answer, that's when the Gemara will ask the kasha. Okay? That's what I want you to get down to Taisus says in Mechairis. If you look in the Chedushi Abach, which I don't think is in the Kobos before Shem, is it? The Chedushi Abach on the Taisus here says it's possible Shehukshu L'Taisus Amadua Gemara Shela Zos Rak Kan. He was particularly bothered by our Taisus. The Bach wants to learn. How did we learn the Taisus? We learned the Taisus from a statement form. That Taisus just pointing out there are some Gemaras in the die, some that don't, right? The Bach wants to learn that Taisus was bothered with the Gemara asked it here. Why did the Gemara ask it here? So Taisus wants to say that there are some Gemaras that are not Medaik, Lamaisa, and Lamaisa, our Gemara did not ask it immediately. When did our Gemara ask the Kasha? Yosef, our Gemara asked the Kasha as a Va'o. Meaning only when the Gemara asked Tartik Tana as an ancillary Kasha, then it asked the Kasha. Didn't ask it right away on Rabbi Abba and Beis and Beis, did it? Once it asked the Kasha Tartik Tana, and then it adds on, piles on Va'od. That's how the Bach wants to learn off our Taisus. Because Taisus was asking, why did our Gemara ask it here? That's what the Bach learns. Why didn't it ask it on Beis and Beis right after Rabbi Abba said what he said? Zach, you got this? So the answer is that the Gemara is only asking it as a what? As an ancillary Kasha. That's what the Bach wants to learn up shot in our Taisus. It's a different, completely different way to learn our Taisus. I gave you the Porat Yosef. What does the Porat Yosef say? The Porat Yosef says that only here, where we already have a precedent in our Mishnah. What's our Mishnah say? Nezik, chetzi nezik, tashlumi, nezik, chetzi nezik, tashlumi, keif, arba, chamisha. It lumps them all together. So our Mishnah already has a precedent and lumps things together. So if it lumps things together, why did our Mishnah lump together Dini Mamas Gzeres V'Chavolos B'Yachad? Why does it say Dini Mamas B'Shlosha and then what Gzeres V'Chavolos B'Shlosha? If it's all one type, lump them together. We already have a precedent in the Mishnah. Okay? So does everyone have this clause? So let's chazer it over so far what we got. The Gemara had two kashas on Rabbi Abba Tartik Tana. Why does it only have Gzeres V'Chavolos B'Mishnah? Teach all those V'Chavolos. Furthermore, if Gzeres V'Chavolos is the type of Dini Mamas, why did it say Shlosha twice? Yes? Those are the two kashas. So Taisus says that second kasha, there are some Gemaras that ask, oh, lump everything together, and some Gemaras that don't ask it. It's a definitive statement. Taisus Mechairis asks it as a kasha, because Taisus Mechairis quotes many Gemaras where they don't ask the kasha. So, and here it does. And there are Gemaras that ask it. There are other Gemaras, not just ours, that ask it. So what's the answer? The answer is that the Gemara only asks it when you can't say Prusha Kamafarish. When you can't say the Gemara is just trying to elucidate and be elongated in its Hesber. Therefore, when you can't give that answer, the Gemara will ask that Kasha. So that's how Lamaisa Taisus says in the Mechairis. The Bach comes along and learns our Taisus, not in the definitive statement form, Eli. He learns it as a Kasha. What was Tosus Kasha? Why didn't the Gemara ask it immediately at Beis and Beis? Why does it wait? The answer is that Lamaisa, in general, we don't ask such Kashas, and he proves that there are Gemaras and Shas that don't ask such Kashas. Here we just ask it as a pile-on Kasha, the Ode. Here we ask it as a pile-on kasha. If you ask it as a pile-on kasha, that's fine. But in general, Lamaisa, most Gemaras and Shas don't ask it, and therefore we only ask it as a derech agav. Comes along the Paris Yosef. What does the Paris Yosef say? We already have a precedent in our Mishnah, where the Mishnah lumps things together. It lumps together. Nezik, chatzin nezik, l'shulim mekeif arba, chamisha bi'achad. So why don't you lump dinim ovenus and zeros chalbos together? Why divide it up a shlosh and then another shlosh? Okay? That's the first mahalak, guys. Finish up the Gemara. Elo zokter, go ahead, Ben. You're doing a great job.
Elamar Rava, tajik tani, shum the Rabbi Chanina.
Period. What is Rava adding on? Rava's adding on that what? Hodos Hovos are in the Mishnah. Tartik Tana, read it like that in the Mishnah. Read it like that in the Mishnah. Dinim Omenus means what, Ellie? What does the word Dinim Omenus mean according to Rava? If we're writing our own parish of Rav Kati in the Mishnayos. It means, the words Dinim Omenus mean Hodos Hovos. They mean Hodos Hovos. What's going on here? It means Hodos Hovos. It means Hodos Hovos. Lamaisa. You know how sometimes you get those. It means Odos Vavos. You follow me? So according to Rava, Dinimomenus means Odos Vavos. Yes, Dinimomenus is not being, Xerus Lavos is not touching Xerus. Dinimomenus itself means Tartic Tani. Dinimomenus is what? Odos Vavos need three Adyotos, Xerus Lavos need three Mumchin. Why? Mishum what else? Then? Read the Gemara Mishum what? Read that again, Mishum one more time. Mishum. Oh, Rimchini we know is what? Got rid of Dusha V'chakir V'din Imamus. He also got rid of the requirement of what? Mumkin for Hodos Vavos. So at the end of the day, Rabbi Abo and Rava have a nuanced difference. They both agree, Erev Parshas saying, they both agree that what? You should require Mumkin by both. But because of the Chanina, we got rid of the requirement of what? We got rid of the requirement of what? Mumkin by Hodos Vavos. You follow me? What's the nuance difference between the two? Whether Hodos Vavos are in the Mishnah. That's all. According to Bo, Hodos Vavos are not in the Mishnah. The din is the same, that they only require Shlosh Adyotos. But are they found in the Mishnah? You understand what I'm saying? Rava says they are in the Mishnah. Rabbi Bo says they are not. But in the din, they agree to say, Zok Ben Darashi, go ahead, Tartik Tani.
Tartik Tani, Vada Shlosh Adyotos, they require Shlosh Adyotos.
If you require a parsha, you should require mumchin for Xeros for Hodos Vavos. It's enough because of the Chanina. Vachi Kamar. Oh, you see what I just said, Ellie? Vachi Kamar. Read it again. Vachi Kamar, Ben. Vachi Kamar. Ellie, you see it?
Yeah, it's under.
Go ahead. No, Vachi Kamar. Vachi Kamar. Oh, there it is. Go ahead. Finish up. There it is. It's in the Mishnah. Okay? So, guys, I want you to get that down. Okay? Very important. It's a nuanced difference, but it's a difference. Okay? It's a machloikis nuanced difference. Technically, how to what touched what the word dini mominus means in the Mishnah. According to Rabbo, it makes zelos chabos. Hodos vavos do not need mumkin. They're not in the Mishnah, though. According to Rava, the Nimonis means Hodos Vavos, I said Yotos, Xeres Chabos is Shlosha. Okay? Very good. Okay, that's the Mahalach. That's the first we had to do that. Mahalach, Pshat, we have to get the Pshat first. And after Sukkot, we'll start Rachabred Ravik. Okay? Clean that up. You got this now? Okay, you got it, Clor? Zach, Clor? All right, great. Now I want to get to the following. We left off, we asked Akash on Thursday, we mentioned it again yesterday, okay? Let's get it. And that is that there seems to be a steer between two Gemaras, okay? The Gemara says here in Sanhedrin, please get it down, that the reason why you don't require Mumchim is because why? Is Nilas Delis, okay? We just got through saying, both Rav and Rav Bo agree, they might argue about whether it's in the Mishnah, that Hodos V'Havos Lo Sarich Mumchim. And we ask the Kasha why. So you look at our Gemara. Our Gemara says because of what? Nilas Delis. And therefore we have a Kula, they suspended the requirement of Mumchim. You look in the Gemara in Gittin. The Gemara in Gittin on Peches HaMezud discusses the case of forcing to give a get. Says Beferish, there's no requirement. Hodos Vavos do not need Mumchin because Shlichusayu. Gemara in Gittin,
Shlichusayu kav dinin. That's a stira. Okay, apparently there are two different reasons. We want to know what's going on. Shlichusayu kav dinin. So we want to offer today, Bez Hashem, four different mahalchim to answer this stira. Okay? Make sure we get it, and you'll be able to one converse with the guys that aren't here, guys in Eretz Yisrael, the guys that aren't here for sure today. Say it over. Say it over. Okay? Let's get it. Daniel, you with me? You're putting it in the computer. Okay. The first mahalach is, I gave you Rashi and Sanhedrin, you give Mulan base. We know that our Gemara is commenting on what? What is our Gemara commenting on, guys? The Mishnah, correct? Where was the Mishnayos written? Where were they written geographically on the planet Earth? Eretz Yisrael. So Rashi and Yigimel and Beis and Sanhedrin writes that the Mishnah distinguishes between Odos Vavos and Gzeles Chavos is talking about Eretz Yisrael, where there were Mumchim. There existed Mumchim in Eretz Yisrael. So Odos Vavos only, they were Mesakin, you don't require Mumchim because of Nilas Delas. Because we want to encourage guys to lend money. Okay, again, we're talking about Eretz Yisrael, the Mishnayos. We have Mumchim there. If we have Mumchim there, so why don't we require Mumchim? Because we want to be able to motivate guys to lend money better. So therefore, by Adol's Vavols, where you do not require Mumchim because of Nilas Delas. So therefore, they relax the requirement of Mumchim, so you don't need it. You got me, Ellie? But by Xeris Kabbalahs, of course you're going to need Mumchim. If there are Mumchim in there, so you need them. But in Bavel, the Gemara and Gittin's talking about in Bavel. Abai found Rav Yosef forcing a man to give a get. It was a bad guy. In Bavel, there are no Mumchim. If there are no Mumchim, therefore Hedyotos can judge Dini Mamuns that are Shchiach and Chisar and Kis. Namely what? Xelus v'chabalos. Midin what? Shlichusayu. That's what the Ramban says as well. So the first teretz we want to say is Rashi, Adaf, Yud Gimel and Beis, I gave you, and the Ramban Adaf of Gimel and Beis and Sanhedrin. They want to say that our Gemara Shalanu is Eretz Yisrael, and you fill in the blank. What do you mean Eretz Yisrael? So what? Meaning that where there are Mumchim, you got to use Mumchim by Xelus Chabalos. Hodols Vavos, they relaxed it because of Nilas Delas. But you're really coming from a premise you really should require Mumchim. Eretz Yisrael, Yesh Mumchim, I'm going to write. Right here, Yesh Mumchim. Hodols Vavos, they got rid of it because of Nilas Sanba. Not Nilas San, Nilas Delas. Okay, we got it? Or I'm thinking about Yom Kippur. Not allowed to wear leather shoes. Okay, you got it? Let's finish it up. Where's our what? What's the other side? The Gemara Gittin is talking about what? Bavel. Ein Mumchim at all. Excellent, Ali. And therefore, Shlichusayu says it's good even for Xelus Chabal. Sedyotos are good. Afilu. Well, what? L'Xelus V'Chabal. How could that be? Because it's Shchiach and it's Chisar and Kis. And therefore, it's Shlichusayu. Let me write down Shlichusayu. So we get it 100% clear. Okay? That's the first mahalach to solve the steer. Zach, you got it down? Okay? Daniel, clear? Yaakov, you got this? You write it down, okay? We get it. Okay. The Ramban is in Chaf Gimel Mezer Maskever Isi. Oh. If you guys recall, last week, we worked hard on that Tosis, Tibra Maska Shalom Tinel, that's when they love Nechuba, yes? The second Tosis, on Gimel and Aleph. Do you remember Tosis had a Yesh Meforshim? Remember that Yesh Meforshim? On the middle block, Yesh Meforshim, the fourth wide line. Remember he developed this case called Gzelis Al Yedei Chabalos? Remember that case? What's Gzelis Al Yedei Chabalos mean? Guy beats up a guy and then he steals his item from him. Remember we said that? John, you remember that? Xelus al yedei chabalos? So according to that Tosfos, Tosfos has a different shot. The only time you need Mumchim is what? Xelus al yedei chabalos, which is a very uncommon occurrence, and that Dafka needs Mumchim. Any other case of Xela, classical Xela, it's enough Edyotos. And that's exactly what the Gemara says in Gittin. The Gemara says in Gittin that Shlichusayu allows regular Edyotos to judge things that are shchich and chisar and kis. Everyone got that? It's a very, very, very big chiddush, but that's how Tosfos said. So let's write it down. Number two is the Yesh Meforshim of Tosfos. Yesh Meforshim wants to say a pshat. He wants to say the only time Gemara Shelanu that requires mumchim is gzeilus al yedei chabalus. Hodos vavos are not gzeilus al yedei chabalus. Neither are regular gzeilus. The only time you need mumchim is gzeilus al yedei chabalus. He combines it into one bubble. It's an amazing thing. Gzeilus chabalus meant gzeilus al yedei chabalus. We had a whole discussion, remember? We had a whole tilpul, you remember? Was he commenting on the other Gemara's and Shas, or was he commenting on the Mishnah? You remember that? Remember we had the Marsha, and we had a whole pilpul out there, the Ksos? We had a whole Ma'alek. We discussed. But for at least the Gemara was talking about Gzeil Sadei Chabalos, Sarech Munchim. What is the implication? Achein, everything else, when I write Gzeila, the Shar Din Imamunus, classical Shar Din Imamunus, what's the din? Lo, hedyotos are good. How is that? How are hedyotos good? That's the Gemara Gittin. The Gemara Gittin is saying, kishliko sayu. That's why hedyotos are good by classical gzeilus. As long as it's what? Gzeilus regilus, okay? Classical gzeilus. I'll just write gzeilus, because it's a davar shchiach, and it's chisarnkis. Okay? That's what the Yesh Meforshim solves this answer, okay? All right, you follow me? Definitely commenting on our Gemara and the other Gemaras, or was he took commenting on our Mishnah? That we had a whole what? We had a whole pilpul on. Beautiful Mahalakhan that we discussed at great length. You know what that, the Ksos, the Marsha. It was a big machlaik because we had the Marsha against the Ron and the Shah. Yes, Johnny.
What about during the time of the Mishnah, how would you look at Gzeilus Chavelos through this Yesh Mefarshim? Stam Gzeilus Chavelos during the time of the Mishnah when there are...
Does not require, even if they're mumchim around, you don't require it. It's a good point you bring out. You don't require it. Shlichus Ayin. The only time you require mumchim is something that's gzeilus al yedei chabalus. Now, let's get this. The Ran doesn't like this. Why does the Ran not like this pshat? Chiddush Ran. Please get this kasha. Chiddush Ran says, at the end of the day, basically you're saying what? Basically, you're saying that you need, there are two reasons why there's an union of mumchim. What is the reason? Okay? At the end of the day, you're saying there are two reasons why you don't need mumchim. What are the two reasons why you don't need mumchim? Ben? Nihilus Delis. And what else? Shlichus Ayin. You haven't really solved that answer. You understand what I'm saying? Granted, you're saying Zeilus Adei Chabalos are the only thing that require mumchim. And everything else, Shlichus Ayin is enough. But we also said that what? That our Gemara is saying that what classical Gzeilus Chabalos doesn't need mumchim because of why? Because of Nihilus Delis. So the Chiddush Ran asks on the Yesh Meforshim, you really haven't answered that kasha completely. Because the bottom line is there's still two reasons. One reason is Nihilus Delis, and the other one is Shlichus Ayin. So you haven't really solved the stira, in other words. You shouldn't need two reasons. So to this, the Pnei Shlomo, do you have the Pnei Shlomo in the Kovetz Meforshim? I'm not sure, is it? The Pnei Shlomo says, the Mask of Gemara today, Pnei Shlomo is usually used a lot by Babasik, one of the Goliath Kronim. But he has also in Sanhedrin. The Pnei Shlomo wants to say like this, let's get it. He defends the Yesh Meforshim. You know what he says? He says, I want you to know something. What's the reason why you don't need Yishu Chakir? Because of Hefker based on Hefker. Shalotil does what they love him. Yes? But if you're not Mumchim, who gives Hefker based on Hefker the right to allow a Hedjo to judge? To relax Drusha of Akira, that I understand, Hefker Bis Nefker. But to allow a Hedjo to judge, forget about it. Nihilus Delis is not enough. Therefore, what do you need? Shlichus Sayu. Aye, Ben, you'll ask me, Rebbe, Shlichus Sayu is not in the Gemara? You're right, but it's there. It's in the background. It's in the background. It's right. It's latent. It's in the background of the Gemara. Even the Gemara said black on white. It said what? You don't need Drusha of Akira because of what? Because of Nihilus Delis. The Gemara says also, we don't require Mumchim because of it. It's not because of Nihilus Delis. It's really because of what? Shlichus Sayu. It's not written in the Gemara. The Gemara means it. You have to read one Gemara complementing the other Gemara. It's not a steer. Okay, I grant you it's a little difficult, but Lamaisa, that's the way we're touching up the Tysis with the Pnei Shlomo. You got that down, Yosef? I want you to get that down. It's a unique way to read the Gemara. I mean, that's not the simplest way to read a Gemara. I mean, the Gemara's rolling on, and it says, oh, you require what? Mumchim, because they're parshas. Why don't you require it? Because Jishu Chakiru. So too, we don't require what? So too, we don't require Mumchim. You know, it's interesting. He says, it's a little schwer. I mean, the Gemara does say pretty clearly the reason why you don't need mumkin is because just like they relax Yishuk Hakira, because the Nilas Dals also relax mumkin. I'm just saying you have to read it as a little bit of a what? A melitza. You know what I mean by a melitza? It's like you read a lav dafka. And just like we got rid of what? Yishuk Hakira Beis and Hefker Beis and Hefker. So too what? So too we got rid of what? We got rid of mumkin based on what Zach? Shlichus Ayin. The ikkah is a little bit lacking in the Gemara. So you just say to me, Rebbe, why do you have to bring in Yishuk Hakira? Because the Gemara wanted to bring a precedent where it already had to relax something. You follow me? It's a little schwer. It's more than a little schwer. I mean, based on what you said, Ben, in the end of the Gemara, you read it so nicely. At the end of the day, what does the Gemara say according to Rava? Tarte kind of says, Shum Rebbe Chanine. Why didn't it say Mishum Shlichusai? You know what I'm saying?
Because what Rabbi Chanina did. So.
I understand, but the Iker is not about Rabbi Chanina. The Iker in our Gemara is to tell us why there's no requirement of Mumchen. That's what I'm saying. The Iker is a little bit chasim and a sefer. But that's what the Pnei Shlomo wants to save the Kedusha, save the Taisis from the Kedusha Ratz Kasha. I want you to get that shtickle, okay? It's a little bit shvir in the Lashon of the Gemara. I mean, the Shlichusai should have been mentioned, but it's hovering there in the background. Okay. Everyone got that? So please get that down in your notes, that Kasha Chisharan and the Pnei Shlomo substantiation of Taisis Mahalach. Chlorokite? Okay, three. Third Mahalach. Let's go. Kedush Yaran himself. Kedush Yaran, after he has that Kasha, wants to say his own shot now. What does he want to say? He wants to say it beautifully. He wants to say there's an aspect of Mominus, we mentioned it many, many times, in the name of that Der Seviyahu. Rabbi Yosef Engel quotes the name of the Gaon, the 3 years in Dini Atera. Ben Dam L'Tam, Ben Din L'Din, Ben Negel L'Nega. There's Dini Mominus, Ben Dach, Ben Din L'Din, Ben Negel L'Nega is Tumi V'Tara, and Ben Dam L'Tam is Issa V'Heter. This is a great example, guys. Chedush Yaran says, you know what? Let's think for a moment. The requirement to require Mumchim comes from what Pasuk? Shmos Perek Chav Beis, Pasuk has Ad Aluhim, Yavo Dvar Shneim. You need a Mumchim. What gives the ability to require what? Hedyotos, Rodos, Vavos? What's the din? Hefker, Beis, and Hefker. That's part of Dini Mominus. Hodos, Vavos, the Dini Mominus. Our Gemara is taking care of the Din Mamun Shabbo. The Din Mamun Shabbo, you could say Hefker, Beis, and Hefker. Rodos, Vavos. The Gemara Gittin is taking care of the Isser. It's Usser for litigants, for Bali Dinim to go in front of Goyim, our Kohos. We said that was a terrible Isser, remember we said? The Rambam Pirkei Chavav and Sanhedrin, Shulchan Aruch Siman Chavav and Nechoshen Mishpat. It's like you're blaspheming Taurus Moshe Rabbeinu. And we sit over from Rav David Perlman, Shlita, the great Gaon, say, David Arashul, Lamaisa, the great Gaon. He pointed out Rashi al Torah, that basically a Kodesh Baruch Hu is an Arif. Kodesh Baruch Hu says that every din Torah, I'm going to make sure it's right. Even if you, Dayana, make a mistake, I'm going to get it right. In the end, you'll be able to. So it's like you're forcing, it's like you're going to Goyim to do that. When you go to a regular Beis Din Yisrael, Hashem is the Arev, He's there. Elokim Nitzah Batat Kel. By going to Goyim, it's a terrible thing. It's like a shtuch to Hashem. Because when you go to a Beis Din Yisrael, Hashem says, I'm going to take care of it, whether they do it right or not. Rashi says, Allah Torah. Ki mishpat elokim hu, he says in the beginning of Sefer Dvorah. Rashi writes, Ki mishpat elokim hu, get it down, Ki mishpat elokim hu. Rashi comments on that pasuk. It's a terrible thing. So the Chedush Yaran says, a terrible thing to go in front of Hedyotos. There's an Isser as well. Even if they both want to, I don't care. The issues the ain lehedyotos the ishtamish beketer amumchim. They should not use the crown of mumchim hedyotos. It's a terrible thing. That's what Rabbi asked for Yosef. What are you doing? Haf anan hedyotos anan. Even after you made a takana kosher behedyotos, there's still an issue to go in front of them. And the chum don't have the ability to get rid of what? To get rid of the crown of the mumchim. Get rid of the issue. So what's the answer? Shlichusayu. They were mochel on their covered. They gave the koch to hedyotos to judge. Let's get it down. So our Gemara, the Shalanu, is dealing with the what? The Dini Mominus aspect. The Dini Mominus, which is Hodos, Vavos, based on Hefker, based on Hefker, Vahavos, right? Based on Hefker, you don't need Hefker, based on Hefker, because it is financial elements, Lotzerich Mumchen. Okay, that's fine. You don't need Mumchen. But fine, but there's still an Isser for the Bali Dinim to go to these guys. How did the Bali Dinim go to these guys? Going Isser. La Bali Dinim. For the litigants to go in front of what? Bali Dinim. To go in front of what? Bifnei Hedyotos.
How do you solve that problem? Shlichus Sayu. Clear? Everyone got that? Shlichus Sayu solves the issue because they were mochel on their covet. Okay, mochel, but mochel. They were mochel. Led yotos. Okay? They were notal. The issue was they were being notal. Notal. Keser. Shomunchen. They were taking the crown of Munchen, which is a terrible thing.
Okay, and then they were mochel. It's a beautiful pshat, the Chiddush Yeran says. Now, the Rav Zatzal, let's get this, pointed out very nicely. He points out beautifully. He says, why didn't Tosfos bring this up? Which Tosfos? On Beizim and Beis. Right? Remember Tosfos on Beizim and Beis? On the bottom? What did Tosfos on Beizim and Beis and Maskel the boy? Remember he asked, why do you need two psukim? Remember that, Tosfos? Why do you need two psukim to exclude Hedyotos? Right? One is Elohim and the Gemara Gittin is Lifnei. Remember that? Johnny, you remember the Tosfos on the bottom? I want you guys to chazer over the over Ben Esmanim. Tosfos on the bottom of Beis and Beis, that's why you need two psukim, right? So, the Ramban gave the answer and said that what? That there's an Isser. Remember we did that. The Ramban, on Chaf Gimel Aleph, said that there's an Isser. Lifnei Avloi Notos adds an Isser, even on the Baalei Dinim, Allah Chalomaisa, to go in front of what? To go in front of Hedyotos. Why didn't Tosfos give that Teretz? Why didn't Tosfos give that Teretz? Even though Hedyotos might be Apostle Adun, I want you to get this down, the Rav wanted me to Dayek, that Tosfos and the Rambam do not have an Isser for Baalei Dinim to go in front of Hedyotos. The Rav is Madak that Tosfos doesn't give this Teretz of the Ramban and the Ran. The fact that Tosfos doesn't give this Teretz of the Ramban, the Ran and the Ramban, that shows the what? What does that show? That according to Tosfos and the Ramban, they hold there's no Isser for Baalei Dinim. It's an Isser to go to Arkos, of course. But there's no Isser to go in front of Hedyotos. Okay?
Tosfos and who?
Tosfos and the Rambam. The Rambam in Hilchos Sanhedrin, Pirkei Chavav, Halacha Zayin, writes, Halacha L'maaseh, you're not allowed to what? You're not any dayan that does dinei goyim, bar kol shalem, even though he's what? Even though he's doing, you know, dinei Yisrael, he's a Rasha and he's blaspheming Torah Moshe Rabbeinu, because he says, lefneim, lefneim, lo lefnei goyim, lefneim, lefnei idiotos. So it seems that Halacha L'maaseh, there's an issue to go in front of goyim. But there's no Isser going in front of Hedyotos. Okay? There might be an Isser for a Hedyot to judge. You following me? There might be an Isser for a Hedyot to judge, but he won't even die. There's no Isser on the Baalei Dinim to go in front of a Hedyot. Okay? So that's why Tosfos won't even die. That Tosfos and the Rambam don't say that answer. You see, the Ran assumes there's an Isser for Baalei Dinim to go to Goyim and an Isser to go in front of Hedyotos as well. Why don't the Ram and Tosfos say that? Because maybe they held this was only on the what? This is only to go to Goyim. There's no issue to go in front of Hedyotos. It might be also for the dying himself or Hedyot to do it. And that's why we have the Heter, the answer to the Chusayim. That's what the Rav wanted to be Medayik, perhaps. But at the end of the day, we have a third Mahalik to solve the steer. Our Gemara was handling the Dinim Mamun, Shabbat, the Bain Din Ladin, and the Gemara Gittin was handling the what? The Bain Dam Ladam. For the Isser of Baalei Dinim to go in front of what? To go in front of Dayanim. Okay? We're Hedyotos, L'maisa. How does that solve this? Issue? Shlichus Sayu. They allowed us to do it, L'maisa. And therefore, when they come in front of us, there's no Isser at all. Okay? So that's Upshan. The Rav is Medayik, the Ram and Tosfos had that in Eli. The fact that the Ram and Tosfos did not give this answer shows that they held there is no Isser for the Baalei Dinim to go in front of Hedyotos. There's an Isser to go in front of Goyim. Terrible Isser. Blaspheming Torah Moshe, like we said. Like Rav Dovah Perlman Shlit, you go to a Beis Din Yisrael, Hashem's the Arif. When you go to Goyim, you're saying you don't want Hashem to be the Arif. Just shtuch to Hashem. Kimishpat elokim hu, Rashi in the beginning of Sefer Devarim. Okay? Rashi says in one other place as well, I forgot where. We never have to remember. I have to ask him on Shabbos. Okay. We got it? Fourth Mahalach now, guys. Let's go. There's a fourth Mahalach to answer this kasha. That's what I gave you the Ksos HaChosh. Says the Ksos HaChosh in Siman Aleph and Sikon Gimel. The Ksos HaChosh wants to say a fourth Mahalach to answer this Kasha. Very beautiful. And he wants to get into history here. Okay? He wants to say there are two periods in history. He wants to say that there was a period, Bizman HaMishnah, when there were still Mumchim in the world. And therefore, We weren't afraid if Gazlanim would multiply, because the Nigzal would always try to find a Mumchim, and that's it. And he would be able to get his money back, because there were always Mumchim around. So they didn't get rid of the requirement of Mumchim from Gazlanim, only from Odol Zvavos. But once Mumchim finished, and there were no more Mumchim there, the Chum needed to get rid of the Din of Mumchim completely, in order to close the door in front of Osei Avla. That echoes the Taisis on Gimel Amar Aleph, right? By Gzeilus Chabos, we don't require Yishuv Chagira. Also, Gzeilus Chabos, we don't require Yishuv Chagira. Why not? Because we want to close the door in front of Gazlanim. We're going to make it easier to get his money back, right? The Nigzal. So if that's the case, it comes out that Bizman, the Mishnah, you with me? That Bizman, the Mishnah, when there were Mumchim, the Chum only relaxed the requirement of Mumchim by Haldol's Vavos, because it was Nihilus Dallas. They want to motivate people to lend money. By Gazlanim, there was no such requirement, because if someone gets stolen from he would do his best to find what? To find a Mumchim. But in Gittin, what are we talking about? When there were no Mumchim at all. There were no Mumchim at all, so the Chum got rid of the requirement completely, even from Gzeilus Chabalos. As long as the Shchiach and Chesarkis, which Gzeilus Chabalos are, and therefore they did, based on Shlichusayu de Kamai Avdinin, they based it on the requirement of the Rabbanim of old. So let's write it down. According to the Xos, our Gemara, Gemara Shalan, our Mishnah, is Yesh Mumchen. There were Mumchen. And the Gemara in Gittin is Memela. So there were Mumchen. So therefore, the only what? Because of Adol's Vavols. Because of what? Nihilus Delos, they relaxed the requirement, but they kept it by Xelus of Kabbalahs. And the Gemara in Gittin is talking about Ein Mumchen at all. Ein Mumchen at all. There's no Mumchen at all. And therefore, Filu, Memela, right? Memela, regular Xelus of Kabbalahs, is what? Is Shkiah. What else? Is Shkiah Fichsarm Kis. And therefore, we say what? We say Shlichusayu, and it's fine. Now, how is this different than who?
Rashi.
This seems very similar to Rashi, no?
Right.
Very similar to Rashi. That's what you're going to ask, Zach?
Yeah.
So it seems very similar. Is there any? The Xos doesn't work with their Yisrael Bavel issue. You know what I mean?
Well, that's what it means.
That's what it means. In the end of the day, it's the same thing you're saying. Doesn't he? Does he quote Rashi? Did you see the Xos inside?
I don't remember.
Does he quote Rashi? It is, for all intents and purposes,
He quotes the Ramban.
Right. For all intents and purposes, it's the same, but he doesn't mention Eretz Yisrael and Babel as being the distinction. Okay? You're absolutely right. I mean, the reason why I want to say fourth mile, because he didn't bring up, it's a little bit of a different way to get to it. You see, Rashi worked with geography. The Xos worked with history. So that's why it's like a fourth shot. But your point is well taken. You follow what I'm saying, Ellie? Rashi is working with more geography, you know, one's Eretz Yisrael, one's Bavel, and the Xos is saying it's based on history. Okay? But at the end of the day, we've solved the steer. Okay? We've solved the steer. So, to chazer it over, what are the four Malchim? Rashi 1 and 4, we could chazer, are very the same Terutzim. Rashi is saying based on geography, one's Eretz Yisrael, one is what? One is Bavel. When there's Mumchim, they only relax it regarding Hodos Lavos. When there's no Mumchim, they allowed it in Ganson. So it says the same difference, but he says two Takanas. When there were Mumchim, I'll tell you the Nafkamina between the two. Nafkamina would be, let's say there would be Mumchim in Bavel. You know what I mean? See, Rashi had said there's no Mumchim in Eretz, and there's Mumchim only in Eretz, and no Mumchim in Bavel. And the Xos says, you know what I'm saying? The Xos says there are two periods in history, it seems. Allah Lamaiz. But at the end of the day, I don't know if it would be a nafkamina, because they're both assuming, Rashi assuming in Yisrael there were Mumchim, and in Bavel there were no Mumchim. So it's just saying the two different periods in time, Lamaiz, that we're talking about. Okay. I don't think there's a nafkamina in Ladina. Just semantical, like I said, geography or historical. What's two and three? Two is what? Tells us that the only time you need Mumchim is Gez Haidei Chabalas. Anything else is what? Anything else is what? Shlichusah takes care of. Frektically, sure, I don't like that, but it said Nihilus Delos and Shlichusah. Again, why do you need two reasons? It says the Pnei Shomo. Our Gemara had a background reason, Shlichusah. We said, well, sure, I don't read the Gemara, but that's what the Gemara meant. Why didn't even bring in Rokhanin? Why didn't say, just like we what? We're making by Yishuv Hakira. We're also making by what? By Mumchim based on Shlichusah. The Gemara didn't say, the Gemara is saying it. Okay? And then the third mahalik was what? Was the Chiddush Yoran, that the Imam and the Shabbos is our Gemara, Hefker Biz and Hefker, and there's an Issa Shabbos for Baal Adinim. The Issa Shabbos for Baal Adinim, that's taking care of Shlichus Sayyid. Aye, why did Tysus and the Rambam not mention it? Because they hold there's only an Issa for Baal Adinim to go in front of Goyim. There's no Issa for Baal Adinim to go in front of what? Hedyotos. It might be also for the dying himself, if it's a Hedyot to do it. That's different. But Lomaz, you can't set it up like this. So those are the four mahalchim. You got me? Okay. So first mahalchim was a pshat. Second mahalchim is the four mahalchim to answer the steer. Let's go now to the third mahalchim we'll get to now. I asked you to look in the Rabbeinu Yoina. Rabbeinu Yoina asked the kasha. The same kasha as we had on Tyson Bezim and Bez. And that kasha being, why can't we learn out 23 that exist by Dinin and Foshos, and why can't we learn that out to Dinin Momentus as well? I mean, Tosis asked that kasha. No. Tosis on the bottom of Beis and Beis, I mean, the Divrei HaHakol, at the end of the Tosis, asked that kasha. No. Yeah. Tosis basically did ask that kasha, if I'm not mistaken, no. Remember that last kasha? He basically said, Shemlin and Munchinein Lemaitim, Dinin and Foshos, came to Sagi B'Shloshim. Okay? I mean, basically, the end of the kasha says, why all these things, Lomaisa, we have 10 differences, why don't we just compare the two? He didn't ask it exactly, you know what I mean? He, in so many words, he said it. He said in the general kasha, why there are 10 differences in the Nidimos Navar, say Mishparecha Yelechem. That would be included in that kasha. But the Rabbeinu Yoina really said it explicitly. He says, he doesn't understand why Dinin of Momentus doesn't require 23. Why can't you just learn it out from that pasuk, Mishparecha? Everyone got the kasha? Mishpat should require Dinim Momentus to have 23 as well. You got me, Ben? Let's get it down. Rabbeinu Yoina. What did Ramasco was? I made a mistake. It wasn't Shinemar. What was it? Do you remember, Johnny?
It was...
What was it, the Ramasco? So we get everything precise? Let me take a look at it. Okay? Okay. So what is the Rabbeinu Yoina's answer? Rabbeinu Yoina's answer is the fact that the Torah says Elohim three times by Xalus tells me that all Dinim Momentus only requires three Dayanim. That's it. Okay? That's it, Halacha L'maisa. Okay? You got me? Thank you. What did Ramasco?
V'ika.
Thank you very much. Ramasco, V'ika.
In the middle.
Yeah. Okay, we got it, Chlor. So what's the answer of the Rabbeinu Yoina? The fact that the Torah writes Elohim three times by Xalus tells me all the Xalus only require three. Now, what did Tysus say? What did Tosfos say? Tosfos said, why don't we learn from Mishpadecha that we should require Mumchim Gzelus? Why do you have to learn out from Elohim? You remember that? So what was Tosfos' answer? By the fact that what? The Torah wrote Elohim, Mashma what? That we don't learn Dini Mamas from Dini Nefashos. Yeah? The Rabbeinu Yoina and the Tais HaRosh, here Lamaisa, say we don't learn from Mishpadecha because the Pasuk Mishpadecha says what? Mishpadecha no Shofet Echad. The pasuk is talking about the dinim, not the dayanim. You remember we did that? Remember we said that, Tais HaRosh? That Mishpadecha is only on the dinim, not on the dayanim. It's not talking about the dayanim. Okay? Not talking about the dayanim. But the Rabbeinu Yoina, so the Rabbeinu Yoina Lomaisa answered that we don't learn. That's when he was talking about what mumchim. You remember that? Rabbeinu Yoina said, why don't you learn mumchim from dinim and nafashos to dinim mumchim? What was his answer? It's only talking about dinim, not dayanim. That's the Tais HaRosh and Rabbeinu Yoina. But regarding the number, you know what I mean? Legabi the number, Lamaisa. Legabi the number. Yeah? Legabi the number, he says, no, we learn Elohim by Xalus, that tells me you only need three. That's it. I'm just saying, why couldn't you say the same answer? You know what I mean? What's the difference between the number of Dayanim and the quality of the Dayanim? You know what I'm saying? What's the difference between the number? You see, for the number of Dayanim, he's willing to say what? For the quality of Dayanim, what does he say? He can't learn out from Mishpadecha. So I'm talking about Dinim and not Dayanim, the equations. So why don't you say the same thing? You hear what I'm asking? Why does Dinim Omer not require 23? That's his kasha, right? What's his answer? It says Elohim three times by Xalus, and it tells me what? It tells me only three Dayanim for Xalus, yeah? Well, why don't you say Mishpadecha doesn't speak to Dayanis? Doesn't speak to them, only speaks to the dinim. You hear what I'm saying? That's what I'm bothered by. Right? Because the Pasuk says, Mishpunecha, not Shofeirecha. Pasuk says, Mashu, the Dinim, not the Dayanim. You hear that for it? You don't hear it? I'm just bothered by it. Why didn't the Rabbi Yonah give the same answer? You understand what I'm saying, Johnny? There are two kashas here. The kasha I had you see today is what? That the number of Dayanim of three should be 23 for Dinim Mamonos to be equal to Dinim Fashos, yeah? That was the kasha today we said, Rabbi Yonah. What's Rabbi Yonah's answer today? It says Elohim three times by Exodus, all you need is three by Dinim Mamonos, done, overrides it, yes? But when they ask the kasha about we should require mumchen by dinim mamus, like we require mumchen by dinim fash from mishpadecha, what was the answer they gave? The answer is that mishpadecha only talks to the dinim, not to the dayanim. Only speaks to the dinim, not to the quality animals. Say that same answer here. No? Say that same answer. Unless you tell me that there's a difference between number of dayanim and quality of dayanim. Is that a difference? Maybe that's considered dinim. You know what I mean? Maybe that's considered dinim. Maybe that's pshat. You know what I mean? That's what I want to suggest. There's number of dayanim will fall under the rubric of dinim. So therefore, number of dayanim, halacha lemaisa, I'm sorry, number of dayanim will fall under the rubric of what? Of dinim, yes. Number. That's correct what I'm saying. A number of dayanim will fall under the rubric of dinim. Quality of Dayanim speaks to the Dayan himself. That Mishpadecha doesn't cover. You follow what I'm saying? Does that make sense, Alpi Svara? I think so, no? Doesn't it make sense, Alpi Svara? Number of Dayanim, L'chura, could fit into the Dinim. What are the Dinim you need to make up a basis for Mamonos? What are the Dinim you need? How many Dayanim you need to make up a Dinim for a Dinim of Fashos? I think that speaks to Dinim. When you start getting to the nitty-gritty of quality of Dayanim, that already is not focusing on the dinim, it's speaking to what? The dayanim, the shofet. That mishpadecha doesn't cover. So this is a shtickle I want to say with the Rabbeinu Yehuda. You follow me? Now, the truth is, the Rabbeinu.
What's the original? Can you say the original kasha about the mumchim?
Yeah, the original kasha was mumchim by dinim nefashos require mumchim, so it's required by dinim mamon, it's based on mishpadecha mumchim.
Right.
What do you need to dig up Elohim for? Right, so I'm saying the answer that he gave there was what? The answer that he gave is the Mishpadecha only focuses on the what? The dinim and not the dayanim. Okay? That's what the Rabbeinu Yonah said. The Teisa Rosh and Rabbeinu Yonah. I'm saying you see from the Rabbeinu Yonah there's a difference in what? Number of dayanim and quality of them. Number of dayanim falls under the rubric of dinim. Quality of dayanim falls under what? Falls under what? Falls under, you know, not Mishpadecha. That's why you need Elohim. You got me? Please get it down. It's a shtickle, Lamais. Okay, now the Imre Bina and Adis and Simon Vav Dirmaskal Va'ayin is Ma'ir, that this kasha is already found in the Torah's Kwanim. You know what the Torah's Kwanim is? It's a Medrash. They asked this kasha, why don't you require 23 by Dinim Mamonos? It's in Parshas Emor Pirik Yadalim. You know what the answer they give is? Tamalomra Ayin Tachas Ayin, Reba. What does Ayin Tachas Ayin mean? It means Mamonos, no? What does Reba mean? I think it's three words. So it means a special Joseph Kasha, the Dinim Mamonos only requires three. I think that's the law. I think that's the lean. I couldn't figure out other way what it means. Ayin tachas ayin. The Rosh Mishan says the kash was only on Chabalos, not on Gzeilus. Because I, you know, it's talking about ayin tachas ayin, hitting the guy. Okay, but I guess ayin tachas ayin is three words. Rebbe tells me that what you only need three dayanim. Okay, we got this clear so far. Okay, good. Now this leads us to the following. Okay, this leads us to the following. Let's get this. Do you remember the two possibilities we've said so far in Smichin? What were the two possibilities we've said so far in Lomdus and Smichin? Who can recall? License the Paskin. That was the Rambam's theory according to the Rav. And what is the theory according to Tosis? It's an ingredient to make up a base. I want to point out a third possibility now today. Let's get it down. A third possibility. Again, Smichin. A third possibility. One is what? One is Heter Hora. Two is what? Markiv. Markiv means an ingredient. Shel Basin. Three, we want to say, is Minui Gavra. That's what we want to say. What's what we want to call it, okay? Chalo Shem the Gavra. Okay? So we'll call it a Chalo Shem in the Gavra. Okay? That's how we want to be Masbrit. Kalo Shem and the Gavra. That's the Chiddush we want to suggest. That's how the Rav wanted to say it. It's considered to be a Kalo Shem in the Gavra. Meaning that the Gibeah Musmuch is a Chosh of a Zach. Okay? It's Minui Begavra. Smicha is like Minui in the Gavra. It's a Minui Begavra. It's like a status change now in this guy that has Smicha. It's a third possibility we want to say. Now, what are the rayas for this? The rayas for this are as follows. The Rambam writes in Pirkei Vav, Halacha Lamaisin, in Hilchos Sanhedrin, that if you curse a dying, you're over a lav. You're never supposed to curse anyone. That's a lav to curse anyone in the Torah. That's Lo Sakal Cheresh. But what's the marker that you're not allowed to curse a dying? Elohim lo sakal. There's a special. Now let me ask you. That Isser applies even when he's not sitting on a din Torah, correct? You meet a guy in the street who's a dying. There's a special Isser. So you see there's a status change even when he's not judging. You follow me? Puts him on a different status even when he's not actually doing a din Torah. Another riot for this. The Raman Perak Gimel Hilchos Mamrim Halacha Hey. Says the Zakin Mamri is only Chayiv Misa. Unless he has what? He's a Chacham that's a Gil or Ra, Samach B'Sanhedrin. What does Samach B'Sanhedrin mean? He has the ability to what? To become what? He has the ability to be from the Sanhedrin HaGadol. He has a chutzpah though. He was asked a Shiloh. He doesn't know the answer. He goes to Sanhedrin HaGadol. He paskins against them. They told him what to do. But he has to have smicha. He has to have the ability. Now, is he part of the Sanhedrin HaGadol when he's paskining? Of course not. He's going against them. So you see, Zach, that what? This Haloshem Minui Begavra, that even Shalom B'Shas Din. I mean, he's arguing on the Sanhedrin. When you're appointed Lamaisa with Smicha, it's a Haloshem Minui and the Gavra. So that's another riot. Please get these riots down. First one was from Nisr Klala of Adayin. Number two is from the Din of Azok and Mamre. That he's a Somach. He's not sitting on a Din Tayr, then he's going against the Sanhedrin Agar. Number three, 1 second, Yosef. What's number three? A third riot. What's a third raya? The Gemara says in Yadal Manaf, who does the measuring by Egla Rufa? You know what Egla Rufa is? Find the dead corpse between two cities. What did the Gemara say? The Chachamim of the Sanhedrin have to go out and measure it. One Tana says three or five of them, not the whole Bezdin. Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov says the whole Bezdin. The whole Sanhedrin Agadol, all 71 have to go out and measure it. Can you believe it? So Machlokes Tanoim and Yadal and Abez there. Let me ask you a question. When they're going out to measure, do they have a shame of a... They're not in the Beis HaGadol. Where does the Beis HaGadol sit? What's it called? The Lishkas HaGazis. Makom Goyrim. The Makom Goyrim. The Makom is Goyrim. They have to be sitting in the Sanhedrin HaGadol. When they go out and measure, are they sitting in the Sanhedrin HaGadol? Yes or no? No, they're not. And they still retain the status of being what? A Chavr. A Chavr meaning a dying of the Sanhedrin HaGadol. So you see, Beferish, Halach Lamaisa, that even when they're not... actually, with the other Dayanim, you have a status of being a chaver of the Beis HaGadol. That's what it is, Miyuchadim Shiv Shavuftecha. That's the Chiddush. So these are three riots, please get it down, that Smich is a Minui and the Gavra. So, Lamaise, let me ask you, what does Tosis mean here on Beis and Beis on the bottom? What did Tosis mean here on Beis and Beis on the bottom? What did Tosis say? Tosis said that what? For Mumchim we don't learn out what? For Mumchim we don't learn out what? From Dini Nefashas, Dini Mamonis. Why not? What did Tosis say? Because you see that by Dini Mamonis enough to have three. You remember that line? Three lines on the end of the Tosis. Kasha. You see the end of the Tosis? Aval Kasha. Ben, read it. And Bezim and Bez. Divrei Hakol. Where it says Aval Kasha. Four lines from the end of the Torah, on the bottom of Akash, the beginning of the line. Why do you have to write it? Just equate it from Din and Nefash, right? If it says it by Erev, if you hold Erev Parshis, what do you have to say? Mumchin, because of Rachmana, Gabi Din and Mamonos, Lamali. Right? Why do you have to write it at all? Right? Why can't you learn it out from what? Mishpat Echad Yelachem. Why do you need to do it? Go ahead. What does he say? The fact that Beis Din only requires three by Mamana shows an indicator. We don't learn it out from the Fashos, yes? So therefore we need Erev Parshas. Tell me you need Mukum. So the Rav says, what did Tosfos mean by that? What did Tosfos mean by that when he said that Din Mamana is enough by three? Please get this down in your notes. What did Tosfos mean, Yosef, when he said that Din Mamana is different, is enough for three? So the Rav has Sofek. There are two ways to interpret this line of Tosfos. One way is to say the following, that the din of smicha is only what? The din of smicha is only a prat in what? What's the din of smicha? It's only a detail in what? Horah. Yes? It's only a din of horah. Or you could say the smicha is namakiv klab horah. And therefore din in the fashos, even din in the fashos. You need smicha to be appointed to the Sanhedrin. Okay? So Lamaisa, you could have a suffix on what smicha means. What is smicha? Either it's a license, the paskin, or what? Or maybe smicha means number three. So if smicha means number three, maybe that's what Tosfos means. Tosfos means to be appointed to the Sanhedrin to do din in nefashos or 71. That you need smicha from. That you need mumchum for. Din in mamonis doesn't require a status. That's what he wants to say. So din in mamonis maybe doesn't acquire a status. So it could very well be that you don't need a Sanhedrin by Dini Mamanis. It's enough to have three. That's what Tosfos means. You don't need a Haloshem, Minuila Sanhedrin. You just need a Horah. You just need a Horah. And maybe for that, you don't need Smicha, because we're going with the third possibility. You only need Smicha and a Haloshem Gavra. There's no Din of Haloshem Gavra by Dini Mamanis. That's why Tosfos says, don't compare it to Dini Nefashos. By Dini Nefashos, you need a Haloshem, Minuila Sanhedrin. Dini Mamanis, it's a Horah graded. And that's what the Pasuk says, Elohim. What does Elohim tell me, Zach? At the end of the day, Ben, do you need Mumchim for Xalus? Yes, from what? Elohim. What does Elohim come to tell me? They need Smichin for Dini Mamanis, that what? It's not just number three, but it's also number one. And for number one, there's a Horah, you need a Smichin for that as well. You got it? Again, I want to say over to Rav's Hasbro on this Tosfos. You got it? Again, what did Tosfos say? Tosfos said, learn Mishparech Yelchem to tell me that you need Mumchim. Right? That's basically what he asks. If you hold Erev Parshas, what do you need Erev Parshas for? Just say what? Mishparech requires Mumchim from Nefashos, requires from Mamanis. What's the answer? He says, no, Mumchim we don't learn from Dini Mamanis to Dini Nefashos because enough to have three. What does he mean it's enough to have three? What does he mean? What he means, says the Rav, is that Smicha is not a license to Paschim. Smicha is a what? I would have just thought that smicha is what? A minui to a Sanhedrin. A status. That's only for 23 and 71. You got me, Zach? Get this down. But for three, there's no status. There's no minui in the Sanhedrin. If there's no minui in the Sanhedrin, therefore what? Therefore, I don't require mumchim. Comes the Pasuk Elohim by Xalus and tells me that what? That even for Horah, even for number one, you need smicha. You got that? That's how the Tosfos is learning up shot. That's how the Rav want to learn up shot. Everyone got this? Zach Klor? That's how you want to read up the shot in the Tosfos. What do you mean by saying Sagi Bishlosh? Why would Sagi Bishlosh? That's an indicator that it's different. And that it doesn't need, there's no status change. That's if you work with number three, Eli. The Kamashman of Elohim tells me that no, Smicha is not just number three, but it's also number one as well. If it's number one, then certain monuments need Smicha and Lumchim. Namely what? Namely, Xalus and Chabalus. Okay? That's the first mile I want to say from the roof. Chlor? Everyone got that? You see, Ben, you got it? Because Tos talking about without the Elohim, right? Once you have the Elohim tells me you need the Mumchim for Xalus and Chabalus. But in the roof's language, its terminology, it's telling me that Smicha is not just number three, but it's also number one. Not just Aminu and the Gar, it's also a Psak. You got me, Johnny? Oh. Let's say over now a second mahalach that the Rav had. Could be. It could be mazur with the Tosfos both in Akhna Legamri. And this we hinted to in the summer, we discussed in the summer at great length. In the Kail, Rabbi Kiveger has a certain mahalach on Davhem and Alph and Makas that Bezdin generates a Knas. We've mentioned it already. I think we mentioned it, didn't we? Tanya Momenus is corresponding to your Maisa. But Beis Din generates the Knas. That's a famous Rabbi Kiveg and Makas Tavheim and Aleph. Not everyone goes with this Rabbi Kiveg. There are the Rosh in the Rosh in Baba Kama says that all dinim ominous. It depends on your maisa. You just need Bezin to implement it, Ben. But it really started upon your action. You understand what I'm saying? When you stole the Gneva, the Knas of Kefa started from your maisa. It's not that it was enough until Bezin called you a Ganav. You follow me? It started already. In fact, the Rosh writes in Baba Kama, once you get it down, in the first parak Os Chaf, that Tfisa works by a Knas. I mean, let's say someone's a Ganav from me. Someone steals my basketball. What's it then? I could grab it right back from him. Tfisa b'knas. What do you mean? Because according to the Rosh, halacha l'maisa, the mice itself is mechayev. That's the Pashup Shah. That's what Rav Ganak wanted to say, Shlit. He wanted to say that the mice is mechayev shot in the Rosh. Okay, that's the Pashup Shah. Rav Shechter Shlita wanted to say, you could say, no, Tfisa is based on the din of Ovid Inish Dino Nash. You're acting like as a dayan. The Gemara in Baba Kama Chav Ches, someone else says you're like a shlich based in. So it's like you did your own Gemar Din by you grabbing the thing back. So it's like there was a Gemar Din. But okay, if you go with the Pashup Shah and the Rosh, which means that the mice is Mechayev the Knas. So again, we start off from Biki Veriger saying, what's the fundamental difference between Mammon and Knas? Mammon is Kefir, Mice. Knas based in generates itself. There's nothing based on the mice. That's what Biki Veriger. The Rosh says no. Rosh says all Din and Mammon is the same based on your mice. And he proves it from the fact that Rosh says Tfisa is the Knas. But can actually, this Mazruk, you see that Knas is generated by your maisa. Bezin just has to implement it. That's why if you're motive knas, potter. Everyone agrees there's a din motive knas, potter. Why? So Rabbi Kivager says that indicates that there's a nothing till Bezin generates. The Rosh says, no, you need a tenai for Bezin to implement it. You didn't allow the Bezin to implement it. But it really existed already. What's an afkamina between the two pshatim? Is there a chiv lotzis de shamayim? Is there a chiv lotzis de shamayim by knas? There's, let's say, guys motive knas, potter. So do you say, though, still there's a, you want to wipe the slate clean between you and Hashem, should you still pay the guy? If you're like Rabbi Kivay, the Bezin generates the whole thing, then there's nothing there. You follow me, once you're motive, there's nothing there. There's no Chivlos Nishma. But if you hold like this other Mahalach in the Rosh, we're saying, that it started from the time of the Maisa, then there's something there for you to be Chivlos Nishma. You follow me? Okay, so if we take this approach, Rav Shech is saying different. Rav Shech is saying there's no riot from the Rosh. Maybe the Rosh could coexist with the Rabbi Kivay. Because the Rosh says you can be tofus by knas based on the principle in Baba Kama, and Afchav Chesem and Afchav Zayin and based on the bottom, called Oven Inishtin Lenafshi, which you can take matters in your own hands, and you're like a Shliach Beis. So that's what Shechel wants to say, there is a Gemar Din. By you taking it, there's a Gemar Din. Okay. It's a Chiddush, but that's what he wants, it's a beautiful Pshat. But if you go with the standard Pshat of the Rosh, like Rav Ganak saying, so if you follow me, then we're saying all Dini Mominus really starts from your Maisa. Okay? So based on that, listen to what the Rav wants to say. Listen to this. He has a different shot in Tysus. All dinim ominous, Eli, Bezin is not machadish a thing. They're just implementers. That's all Bezin's job is. They're mavar the chiv that exists already. Whether it's through an admission or a loan, or whether it's through a Torah post chiv, I don't care. There's a chiv already there based on your mice, Eli. Bezin is just what? Bezin are just implementers. If Bezin are just implementers, you know what? Okay, that's the job of Bezin when it comes to Dini Mammoth. They are implementers. You follow me? Mashenke by Dini Nefoshos. This is the Rav. Mashenke by Dini Nefoshos. What is their job? What is the job of Bezin by Dini Nefoshos, Yaakov? They're not just implementers. What are they? They are creators. They are the ones who mechadish the chiv misa on the guy if he's a murderer. Kodim Gmarda is not chai misa at all. It's a nothing. It's a nothing. They're mechayven on the guy himself. Therefore, I would have a havamina that what? Where should I require smicha? By which category? Which category would you think I require smicha? Exactly. Bezin's creating the chiv only by din nefash you require smicha. Din imamas, forget about it. He's already bar chiyu. You don't need, you're just implementers. So I would think smicha's not enough. Kamash mana Elohim tells me what, Ben? That even for what? Even as being a what? Even being an implementer, you require smicha. Because it's a hora, number one, on the board. You following me? Number one on the board. We're saying two mahalchim and the Rav to be mazlis line of thesis. And the truth of the matter is, let's prove that by all dinim mominus, the chiv already exists. Let's prove this. The Rambah, in Ilchus Niske Mom and Pirachesa Lochadalid, let's get it down. Perakes halacha dalet hilchus niskim mom 8:4. Perakes halacha dalet hilchus niskim mom. The Rambam writes, let's say you have a shore owned by a human being, and it damages. After it damages, the balabas goes ahead and maktishes it, or mafkers the animal. He consecrates the basic mitzvah, mafkers it. What's it then? What's it then? Do you still have to pay? No. Because he must be bialim the time when he damages it. When he goes, when the time he damages it, when you take him up to a din taira, you have to have an owner. So it's a kunz. You get out of paying. But I mean, so you'll tell me, Rebbe, everyone will do that? Not everyone's going to do that. If the shore is worth $5,000, you know what I mean? And the damage is $100, not everyone's going to do that. But the Ram has a halacha that if there's no owner, if you're a makdash or a mafka, you got me? Before B'shas Hezek, if there's no owner, or afterwards B'shas Amad Abedin, before he was taken to the entire potter. Problem is, there are two Gemaras. Let's get it down. Baba Kama Yigimel Mibbeis and Mendalim Mibbeis, where the Gemara's Medayek, that you need to have an owner, the Shas Amad Abedin and Gemar Din. Shas Misa V'Amad Abedin V'Gemar Din Shoven Kechet. The Gemara writes, Beferish, you have to have an owner, Gemar Din. Also. Not just Hamad Abedin. Hamad Abedin is when you take him to the Din Torah, but also Gemar Din. Sarachiyun, let's get it down. Why did the Rambam leave out the requirement of Shas Gemar Din? The Miri asked this kash on the Rambam, Baba Kami to Gimel Mebeis. You got this down? Rambam requires Bialim, B'shas Hezek, B'shas Amad Abedin. He doesn't mention a word about Gemar Din. Gemara has it in two places. Zach, you got it? Let's get this down. Baba Kami to Gimel Mebeis, Memdala Mebeis. Sarachiyun, the Miri says, why did Rambam leave it out? So the Rav wanted to say like this. The Rav wanted to say an answer exactly like this. When the Gemara says you need Bialim B'shas Gemar Din, that's according to one Tana, Reb Yehuda. What does Reb Yehuda say? What does Reb Yehuda say? Let's say a shore hefker. Let's say a shore hefker kills someone. Do we kill the animal? Yes or no? According to Reb Yehuda, no, you don't. A wild shore is killing everybody, Chas V'Shalom. You don't kill them. Maybe you kill them, you know, to save other people's lives. You don't have a formal Beis Din, you know, paskening up. Reb Yehuda Pater's a shore. That's Hefker from Misa. Because the Chi of Misa is Shaykh that Lashon and Gemar Din. Right? Rak B'Chi of Misa Shaykh Hach Lashon and Gemar Din. We paskin your potter Rak B'Shor Shehizik. You follow me? We don't hold like Reb Yehuda. We say a shore that's killing people that's a Hefker shore, we kill him. The only thing we potter is a shore Shehizik if there's no owner. So that's not Shaykh to say Achio Bailu Mishas Gemar Din. Because when is there a Gemar Din according to the Rambam? You guys tell me. When is there a real Gemar Din?
When you teen and fashion.
Exactly. When you're a creator. When you're a creator, like by Gin and Fashion, then there's a real Gemar Din. Okay, you're going to ask me, but Rebbe, it says all over Masechta Sanhedrin, Gemar Din, Gemar Din. Okay, it doesn't mean really. It means just the end of the implementation. But Gemar Din in quotes or underlined 50 times is only a Din and Fashion's job. Because they're the creators. And therefore, if they're the creators, halacha l'maisa, it's only shaykh the word Gemar Din by Misa. By a short shahizik, there's not shaykh like Gemar Din. Therefore, the Ram doesn't even bring it up. Even Knossos, there's no Gemar Din, it's just a psak din. The sof and Gemara amod b'din, bezin paskins up, but already was already there. They're implementers. It's not a chiyuv chodesh. It's a chelik of the original amod b'din. You brought him to the din Torah, so I just implement it. They're mevar the chiyuv. Please get it down, John. They're not creating the chiyuv. They're just implementing. Meila, the Rambam left it out. Because the Rambam says you need bialim mishas gemar din. That's only shaykh by dini nefoshos. It's not shaykh by dini mamonos. By dini mamonos, Eli, by dini mamonos, not creating. They're implementing. Just a psak din. It's not a real gemar din. That's why the Rambam left it out. It's a beautiful fort, no? The Meila, that's the pshat in our Taisus. Taisus says that Beis Din is of three. Beis Din Mamonos 3 is not 23. That's an indicator. What is an indicator? The indicator is that they're what? They're only implementers. So I would not require a smicha. Comes Elohim requires a smicha, at least by Gzelus. So what are the two machim, the Rav that we said in this Taisus? Nun, let's kazer it over. What are the two malachim, the Rav, on this? The first malach was what? What is smichit? So the first, the fact that Dini Mamus only requires three, that shows there's no minui begavra by Dini Mamus. Comes Elohim and tells me, no, that even what if it's a heter ara, you need smicha. You follow me? That's exactly what I would have thought, that Mishperecha doesn't tell me, because one does minui begavra. What are the three marayas we have from minui begavra? That cursing a dayan, even if he's not sitting there. What else? The Zakin Mamre is not sitting in the center, because he's got royal bisomuch. And Egla Rufa measuring, you're not sitting in the Beis Nagadol. Right? So the first shot of the Taisus of the Rav, first mouth of the Rav and Taisus is the what? I thought Smeek was only meaning Gavra, the rising, Dini Mamash Shlosha, Dini Fosh requires 20, that shows fundamentally they're different. Elohim tells me that no, Smeek is a heterorah as well, and he requires Smeek too as well. Second mouth of the Rav is completely different. What Taisus means when he says Dini Mamash Shlosha, El, you got this? This is a beautiful example of what the Rav used to do in Shir. You have a line in Taisus, what's going on here? Just because it's three, it says two beautiful malachim. You follow, Ben? Yeah? What's the second malach of the Rav? Completely different. Dini Nefosh is fundamentally different than Mamonis and Knossos. Fundamentally. By Nefosh, they're creators. By Mamonis and Knossos, they are what? Implementers. When you're a creator, you need smicha. When you're an implementer, you don't. If it wasn't for Elohim, Elohim tells me. And even though they're only what? That Lamaisa, what does Elohim tell me? That even though they're only implementers, but it's a hora, so you need smicha. And what's the raya of the Rambam? The Rambam doesn't mention Gemar Din when he talks about what? The shore. Why are you only on Mada Din? Because by Din Imamanis, there's no concept of a Gemar Din in reality. By Din Afashas, there is. That's why he doesn't mention Lamaisa. The Gemaris, what do you do? Two Gemaris above a Kama? That's according to Abiyuda, that the Pot is a shore from Misa. Only by Chiyuv Misa is a Shaykh, a Lashon Gemar Din. Right? But we Paskin is Pater by Shor Shizik, Rak by Shor Shizik. Right? You're Pater only by Shor Shizik. It's not Shaykh to say what. We say a Chiyuv Misa even if I'm sure that's after we come. And there is a Gemar Din there, Lamaisa. There is a Gemar Din. So he wants to say, Lamaisa, he wants to say that there's no. Why didn't you mention it? Because we pass his potter rak b'shur shehizik. Because it's not shaykh to have bailu mishas gemar din. So you're potter there, lamais. There's only shaykh is a gemar din on dini nefoshes, not on dini momnes. Can't talk about a gemar din by dini momnes. So therefore, they're just implementers. So since we pass in that they're only by shur shehizik, right? Lamais is potter rak b'shur shehizik. It's not shaykh to say. As we say, Shor Hefker is Chayim Yisra. Shor Shizik is Potter. There's no owner. It's not Shach to say Gemar Din. We only say what? Shas HaMadah B'din. That's all one thing because they're implementers. Okay? And we said that's this is all against Rabbi Kivager. So what did Rabbi Kivager say? That by Knas is different than regular Mamonis. Basin generates the whole thing. That's why Motiv Knas is Potter. We said differently in Rabbi Knack was Madhul Rosh. And we have in our Sefer too. Yosef Dovid. Sefer of Yosef Dovid. Where the Rosh says that it's Feast of Knas. Tfisa v'knas, because there's something already existing there. If there's something already existing, it could be tfisa. If Shekel said, no, it's not a riot. When you do tfisa, it's based on oven ish dina nafsha. And you're paskin. You're paskin, Allah Humas. Oven ish dina nafsha, you're paskin. You're shliu bezin. That itself is a gemar din. So memeile, that's what he wanted to tine it. Allah Humas. Okay? That's what he wanted to tine it. And like Aviknosis, if he wants to say, even if you say bezin na machayivit, but the mice is the mechayiv. There's a tanai. Okay, fine. But the halachah lamaisa, that tanai is that tanai is important. But the mice is already there. Okay, the mice are already there even by knossos. Okay, let's take this a little bit step further. We got to get to chumash. I want to hone down this minui gavra element. Can a gear be a dayan? Yes or no? What do you say? No. So, it's interesting. Tyson Sanhedrin, Lamed Vavim, Bezen Armasech, Dimasko Chada, says, a ger can danis chavero b'dini momenis. Can a ger judge another ger? Yes, in dini momenis. But he cannot judge a Jew that was born Jewish. Unless he himself, his mother was Jewish. You follow me? Again, Ger danas chaver b'dinim mamonis. Chaver meaning another ger, but not a Yisrael. Okay? Unless his mother's Jewish and his father was a ger, that would be okay.
That he's not a ger.
Right, but for certain yuchsin maybe, not yuchsin, but for appointments, that you can't be a melech. It's a special din to be a melech, you need both parents to be Jewish. More in Sotim and Dalamis by Agrifus. So Agrifus, you know, they did Hanifa. Agrifus, I think, mom was Jewish, father was a goy, and they called him Achenu. Achenu, the Gemara says, a horrible thing. It's an issue of Hanifa. You know what Hanifa is? Flattering a Russia. The Gemara says, Hashem got so upset he was going to destroy Klai Yisroel. They're a chayv Klai. Klai means destruction. You're not supposed to be machne for Russia. Say nothing to him. You don't just compliment him. He wasn't a good guy. They were, and the Gemara says, insult him, and give him a base. You mean the site to their, I'll get it, Chuck. I'm an officer, being lazy. I got up. Johnny afforded me the opportunity not to be lazy. I appreciate that. So it says insult him.
Now I'm lazy, though. Man.
No. You weren't lazy. You know what I was referring to. So Gemara says, insult him. Gemara says, insult him. Yeah, unbelievable Gemara. This is the marker in Hanifa, guys. Never can be involved with Hanifa. You know, what are they doing? They're trying to be machnif this guy. Oh, mem alfum and base says osiyom son Yisroch. Osiyom nischayv son Yisroch klaya. That day the Jews that were bad Jews were chayv klaya because they were sitting there being machnif him. They said achenu achenu, our brother. What are you saying our brother for? Shegiyam elchol luchul not. You see, he started crying when he got to the pasuk. You're not allowed to lo sucha lecha ish nachri. Zogu ain't of the most. He started crying because he knew that he wasn't. His parents both weren't Jewish. So what's it being a melech? It's a mishnah. On the mouth of mouth and salt. Amrulo altis yarei akrifus achenu. Achenu ata. Don't be afraid, akrifus. You're our brother. Achenu ata. And he went vayter. So the Gemara says at that point the Gemara comments on the brisa. Shigil lechulz glosa. Tanim shmeinu rab nasan. Also shas nischayvus soni Yisrael. Soni Yisrael is a euphemism. That soni Yisrael klaye sheichniflo akrifus. They flattered him. You don't flatter someone like that. It was the wrong thing. Hanifin. You know what it means saying by flattering, right?
Is that he was
it's a bad thing.
He was a bad guy. I mean, he was a bad guy. But
he was a bad guy. He shouldn't have been the Melech.
It's the problem with them flattering that he was not.
And they said, go on. Don't worry about it. You're our brother. And he went on and read, did Hakel. The Melech does Hakel. They should have said, you can't be Melech. Okay. So Nachama, let's go. A Ger can judge his friend, another Ger, in Dini Momentus, but he cannot judge Yisrael. What about by Dini Nefashos? A gear is not even allowed to judge another gear. Because Dini Nefashos is the life is on the line. I mean, that's even a higher level of a Srara. And that's Usr. Because any misimus you do has to be Mikar Vachecha. To a basin of three, it's not such great Srara. The Srara is only when what? When you're paskining. You know what I mean? When you're paskining, that's a Srara. You follow what I'm saying? So I'm saying the level of srara of minu gavra exists, you know, by cursing it exists by 3 and 23 for sure. But there's a slight difference in different halachas. There got to be srara, there got to be 3 and 23, namely regarding a gear. You follow what I'm saying? And therefore, halacha lamaisa, you can be mechalik in a gear, can danas kaver the imamunis, but not on what? Not you can't judge a yisrael, but and that's only by what? That's only by Dini Momenis, but the Fosh is getting Dadas Chavero, because there's different levels of Minui Gavra. You follow what I'm saying? That's what I wanted to bring out. You got that Chiddush? Let's get that down. There is Minui Gavra by all three types of Bate Dini, but there's a higher level of 2370 than three. The Rai is that Ger can judge Chavero by Dini Momenis, but can't judge Yisrael. Okay? Can't judge Yisrael because there's an element of Srara there. You're not judging a guy, that means you're a higher level. You're a gear. But in the Foshas, even gear is a gear. Just being on deciding someone's life, even if you're equal, you're off. And that's a higher level of Sroru. You follow what I'm saying? That's against the Gemara Kiddush. The Gemara says, Lo yel mekar v'chacha. Any misima, any appointment has to be mekar v'chacha. Like I said, the father and mother should be Jewish. Okay? So that's why I wanted to point out that shtick. Okay, Clore, we got everything? Okay, let's go to, now Sunday we have Shir and Monday too. Now Monday we have Shir 9:15, so everyone's got to be early, including myself. I don't know, I'm in the traffic, you know? Well, maybe I should adopt. I'm thinking the traffic's been so bad, it's unbelievable since last Pesach. It's unbelievable. I don't know why. So I have to come up with different pathways. I don't know. But Levi said, Brachim. It's That's what I say to my wife and kids. Drachen. It's called ways, right? Way. Drachen.